This will be a meditation on the 12 links of dependent arising. And we start by ensuring that we're sitting comfortably. We feel settled, grounded. That the back is straight. And we take three deep breaths from the abdomen, releasing tensions on the out-breath. And now, resting our attention on the breath as it naturally flows at the nostrils, just observing. When we notice the mind has wandered, with patience and kindness towards ourselves, we simply return our attention to the object of the meditation, which in this case is the breath at the nostrils. And now setting our motivation for this meditation session. May we quickly develop on our spiritual paths, freeing ourselves from the 12 links of dependent arising for the benefit of all sentient beings. So we start with the first link, considering ignorance. This is the ignorance of believing that things exist from their own side. The way that we perceive them is the way that they are. So let's contemplate in our own experience how our actions of body and mind are rooted in this ignorance. How we mistakenly believe that the way we perceive others, the way we perceive things, is the way they are from their own side, not our perception of them. And now considering the second link, compositional action, or we might say reaction. Since this is based on our ignorance, we take an action, not pausing to take a moment to consider what to say or how to act. Instead, we just move ahead without hesitation. Consider how we do this ourselves. And the third link is consciousness. So consider how restless the mind is, the monkey mind. Constantly making stories, elaborating, arising with disturbing emotions that linger long after we take the action, whether desire or aversion. And the fourth link, name and form. This referring to the five aggregates. Which we view as though they exist from their own side. Not empty of inherent existence. Form, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness. And the fifth link are the six sources or sensory bases. So we have the six sense powers. The sense powers of vision, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching, and thinking. How we rely on these, how we believe in them. Whatever comes up, within our own sensory powers. We take action based on those. And this leads us to the sixth link, contact. So the aggregates and the six sources are used to have contact in ways according to our discrimination of things as attractive, unattractive, or neutral. So everything has potential, and then we apply discrimination as a reaction. Consider how you do this. And this seventh link is feeling. Due to the contact, our feelings arise. In general, as happiness, unhappiness, or indifference. So in extreme cases, as the thrill of excitement, the rage of anger, the carelessness of indifference. Consider how these arise within your mind. And then the feeling leads to the eighth link of craving. We crave for more, attachment, aversion, or impartiality. Like drinking salt water, we cannot be satisfied, wanting more and more of these limited happinesses and pleasures. And then the craving intensifies, becomes the ninth link of grasping. Grasping at the objects of the senses, reaching out for future enjoyment and avoidance of the things we dislike. This also refers to pride in oneself, grasping at an exaggerated view of one's successes and so on. And this also refers to our deluded views of how to attain happiness and liberation. And the view of things existing from their own side. And with the next link of existence, the karmic imprint is fully activated and results will be forthcoming at some point. The 11th link of rebirth results from one's karmic propensities, the result of one's karmic imprints in a particular rebirth. And from conception, the 12th link of aging and eventual death will follow in that lifetime, all due to the craving and grasping of previous lives. And so now contemplating the reverse order, wanting to end our aging and death process over and over again, we must avoid rebirth, the 11th link. Which results from one's karmic propensities. The 10th link of existence. Which has arisen from grasping, the 9th link. Reaching out to the future, wanting more and more. grasping for it. Which is an intensified form of craving the eighth link. Which follows from feeling the seventh link. The thrill, the anger, the indifference. To eliminate that, we must eliminate contact, the sixth link, where we discriminate things as attractive, unattractive, or neutral. To overcome that, we must overcome our reliance on the sixth sense powers, the fifth link. Which in turn depends on the fourth link of name and form, having the five aggregates. And the third link, consciousness, the restless mind, the monkey mind, elaborating what just is, what is simply potential. To abandon that, we must abandon the second link of compositional action or reaction, based on our ignorance. So we can train our minds to pause, to take a moment to consider what to say or how to act. And then there is the ultimate abandonment of the first link of ignorance, the very basis of the 12 links. And to do this, we study and practice developing realizations of emptiness. That all things exist as pure potential. just that. And now, completing your meditation, let's dedicate with Master Shantideva's dedication, page 23 of the prayer book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creatures suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms, and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored and finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.